Many people who undergo gender reassignment surgery say their families fail to provide needed emotional support. That was the case with Kathleen Robbins, who was born physically a man, but eventually made the transition to become a woman.
When I changed, I told my folks what I was planning to do, showed them a picture. My dad just got up from the table and left, didn't say a word. My mom was in tears.
And telling a significant other about one's gender can be just as difficult and traumatic as sharing with immediate family. Robbins says her partner at the time, Julie, found herself isolated in the relationship by the news.
There was no real problems in the marriage other than my question about who I am, and she didn't want anything to do with that. And again, she had no one to talk to. There was no support network. There was no internet. There was no PFLAG group or anything else to talk to. She was on her own, isolated. So part of the shame of this got transferred to her, too. She internalized some of that.
But ultimately, Robin says the hardest part of being transgender is trying to accept yourself for who you are, while society constantly tells you that there is something wrong with being transgender.
I don't think it was anything intentional my folks did, but it's a part of society. And today, a lot of people that I know, friends, that try to raise their kids gender non-specific, gender neutral. And it's really hard to do because the first thing that people ask after the baby is born, after they ask, is the baby healthy? The next question is it a boy or a girl? Which box are we going to put this kid into? So I don't think it was anything conscious anybody did, the shame that came in, but it was something I internalized, something that even today, it's very easy for me to identify as a lesbian. I still have internalized homotransphobia when it comes to identifying as transsexual.
Robin says social shunning of trans people does not come from deep-rooted hatred, but rather a lack of knowledge of what it means to be transgender.
Because for 90% of the people, it's not about maliciousness. It's about uneducation. I won't even say ignorance. They've never come across it. It's not in their life view. It's not in their view of information. They've never had to deal with it. They've never had to question it. And they don't know anybody that has. So that's one of the reasons I consented to do this, was to, in some way, normalize it. It's abnormally normal. It's a very small percentage, but I deal with the same things you do. I deal with the same health issues. I deal with the same economic issues, the same educational issues, the same emotional issues, and then a little bit more. And as long as I'm not projecting my stuff on you, what difference does it make to you? For me, it's the challenge is educating without being on top of people, trying to mold the agenda as opposed to live the example I want people to see. And that's why it's so important to me that I'm much more than just transsexual.
This is Vinay Koshy. Please rejoice and love yourself today, because baby, you were born this way. No matter gay, straight or bi, lesbian, transgender.